Whenever I set up justgoodstuff.ie, I would have been absolutely lost at sea without Shopify. Starting your own business or product can be completely overwhelming. When I discovered Shopify, it made my life so much easier. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
Mark Megan's Roast Mortem. Thanks to the Brehon Hotel and Spa. In line with tradition, in tune with today. See thebrehon.com.
Welcome back to the Roast Mortem. How's it going, guys?
How the hell are you?
How are your hearts? And of course, how are your heads? Guys, before we get into the show today, I just want to let you know about the Brehon Hotel and Spa in Killarney, okay? As you know, they're sponsoring the series at the moment, and they have had a serious glow up. I'm talking completely outrageous glow up. It's what they're calling the new Brehon. They've kept those traditional family values that we love, but they've added a massive contemporary edge. Which, of course, means I'm talking about the new Heritage Bedroom Collection. As some of you will know, I went down last week and it was just so, so nice. Mystery Mick was in the boot. He adored his... It was great to let him out of the house every now and then as well. But honestly, the hotel, it is stunning. Not just like for a couple's break, it's absolutely beautiful. But even for like a solo reset, it is fabulous. And honestly, and this is probably my favourite part about it, you don't even need to leave the hotel, okay? You've got the Anu Spa, which is stuffed full of all the Elemis products, which is just so, so gorgeous. You've got a golf simulator and lounge area called Par 72. So you could go down with your friends, have a few drinks, have a bit of crack that way. And then, of course, you've got the new residence bar, which is Bive. It is so, so nice. You've probably seen some videos over on my Instagram. It's absolutely gorgeous. So also, it's right in the edge of the National Park on Muckross Road. So the location is completely perfect. It is the ultimate staycation spot. Everything you need under one roof. So yeah, check them out. The Brehon Hotel and Spa, in line with tradition, in tune with today. On with the show, Michael.
Let's do it.
As I've always said, when you get a sponsor onto the Roast Mortem, it's not like all of a sudden we're going to sort of, you know, change up the content.
Nah. Never.
Do you know what I mean?
No. Stick to our roots.
Stick to your roots. Also, stick to... Remember the people that built you up.
Hmm.
For instance, I'm on holidays as we speak.
Yes.
Yes. I'm speaking to you live from Spain.
You having a lovely time?
It's... I mean, I'm sitting here in my... I'm not in my hotel room. I'm still in Dublin. I'm going on holidays tomorrow. Let's be completely honest.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do one of those pretend that I'm in the situation.
No, I think you're right.
Because also, we don't know what's going to happen when I go on holidays. And if all of a sudden there's like a volcanic eruption and then I'm just like, yeah, what's going on? Isn't it mad the way those glasses they give you in hotels for orange juice are really small? They are, though.
They are.
What is with... We should actually ask the Brehon about that. They've got lovely glasses.
I go for like 3 or 4 glasses at a time.
Every time I go up, I'm like, I'll just have a sip of this on the way back. By the time I get to my seat, it's gone.
It's gone.
I went to the hotel pool yesterday here in Spain next week and I was walking down. You know the way you wear your hotel room slippers to the pool?
Yes.
It's good the way my neck nearly shattered itself into 67 places.
Sorry.
In and out of the pool. You know those little slippers?
I know, I'm aware.
Slipper by name and by definition. You need grip if you're going to walk near a pool.
Yes, that's very true.
Bit of poolside hygiene, please, for the dogs. Anyway, I'm on holidays. But the show must go on.
It must.
I'm not somebody who will take annual leave.
No, no, no.
I'm somebody who gives life to his work. Well, family first.
Yes.
Then work.
Live to work.
Family first, then work, then my family, my work, extended family, then my friends, then people, then my fans.
Yeah.
And then way, 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 way down the list, Mark's needs.
Ah, yes.
I'm always, you know when somebody uses that as a thing, they're like, oh yeah, I always put myself last. Do you? That doesn't sound like something... somebody who would put themselves last would say. Surely somebody who would put themselves last would say, oh no, Jesus, don't be worrying about me. I'm absolutely grand. You know what I mean? Yeah, well, have you not? Actually, there's such an advent this year of like people on people taking to social media to tell the world that they're people pleasers. Mm. You don't sound like it. I don't really know what the purpose of this video was. I do. Attention and likes.
We do.
We know exactly what the purpose of this video is for you to garner attention and followers.
Yeah.
I suppose I'm just too much of a people pleaser. Are you? That doesn't sound like a people pleasing thing to do. Do you know what I mean? People pleasing is when somebody sounds like ChatGPT.
Mm.
You know, and you're like, hey, listen, you're really annoying. Haha, you betcha. You're dead right in thinking like that. Let's dive into my flaws. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The ChatGPT Instagram statuses. There needs to be a new button on Instagram that you can just press every time you see somebody, every time you see an influencer doing this. It really winds me up when somebody pretends to be doing a status about mental health, but then they use ChatGPT. You're a fraud, like. You were Googling nonsense and then throwing it into ChatGPT and you're acting like that these are... This is me being vulnerable. Real talk. No acts, no shining, gloves off, honest truth. Join me every week for Jen's Honest Truths. No, I won't be joining you. Nobody will be joining you on this journey of self-indulgement.
This scheduled
fucking masquerading slop as if it's to do with mental health. You can't just say... Also, we need to have... This is a great thing to be doing in the sponsored app. We can't just, like, give people who have mental health issues the sort of... them to be the baton holders of the crusade about raising... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm mental, okay? Yeah. I shouldn't be running a mental health charity because I'm actually mental. No more than, like, I used to say things to people like, oh, yeah, I'd be great at running a pub. No, you like drinking in pubs. You like drinking in pubs. You shouldn't be given the keys to run the venue. Why are we giving the most mental people the microphone when it comes to mental health? We should give them don't get me wrong. I am literally all about letting every single sort of like dirty laundry when it comes to your mental health, let it all out there. Absolutely. Like, get that all out there. That's what unites us. That's what levels us. That's what makes us realise that we're not truly unique. And the only certainty in life is that we all share struggles. Like, we do. We all have our unique struggles, but we all, like, they're rarely unique. There will be someone else out there who shares it. Blah, blah, blah. That's what unites us. But we need to stop giving too much power to behaviour that is very, very abjectly, like, you know, dangerous.
I agree.
So, sponsored episode. Good to hit the ground running with that. Mark's little tirade against people getting likes for posting slop. This is me. Real talk in the car every Tuesdays. Not by choice, by love. Yeah. And then the three short sentences. For the people. For the followers, ? That's real. That's a community. That's a space. Is this attention seeking? No. It's a hub. It's a network. What you're building is growing. Do you know what I mean?
The moment people start talking about space, they're in trouble.
That's right. Whenever I was doing the garden with Darren last year, at one point I was like, it really makes use of the space. Cool, you've lost your mind. You are on the sort of Dermot Gavin garden equivalent of a drug. Do you know what I mean? You've snorted a line of fertilizer or something, because when you start referring to a place like your house as, oh yeah, well, what we could do with that space, it's a corner of your garden. It's a corner of your garden. Shut up.
Bertie shits there.
Bertie does many things there. As do... No. Aniva! Do you know what I mean, though?
Oh, I totally agree. I have come up with a rule now. The longer the status, the less likely it's human.
Yeah.
So I think, like, when people are being vulnerable, they actually don't, like, overwhelm you with information. If someone is putting paragraphs upon paragraphs, that's to get their watch time up.
If somebody also says... This is me being vulnerable. No, you don't get to say that.
I remember from the corporate world, the amount of people who would say, you know, the one thing about me is you always know where you stand. Or like, I'm a straight shooter.
Yeah.
They are the least straight shooters of all time.
Also, people who just say it how it is, it's never about the nice things.
No, it's never.
Like, you look lovely since you got that new haircut. Or, Jesus, Michael, you're flying. The weight's absolutely falling off you with this new thing. It's always like, episode 76 was a real letdown. I've never messaged you before, but I'm going to tell you that at minute 16:33 in episode 76, you're pathetic. Just thought I'd say it. I'm a real straight shooter. Yeah. You may as well. I'm sure you appreciate being honest with you. All the best.
one thing you'll always know of me, you know where you stand.
Yeah, yeah, cool. I'm standing at the opposite side of the room because people like you, it's the fact that you believe the world is genuinely revolving around yourself.
The one thing the one that gets me more than anything else is, as well, is people I'm unfollowing this year.
Oh, don't even get me started. Oh, I'm actually about to have a heart attack. The left side of my fucking body has gone numb. I can taste burnt toast. Those people outside the town walls in mass. No, like, but genuinely, no, get into the sea.
Worst of the worst.
People I'm unfollowing, I don't fucking care. Honestly, I accept my brain is rotting because, like, dopamine, we're all addicted to dopamine, and okay, and as somebody with the social media following, I totally get it. Like, I totally get how addictive, and like when I do the roasts on Sunday nights, like the phone blows up.
Yeah.
And like that is in itself is addictive. But like it's important, that's why I had to like keep it to Sundays. Don't start, because you then start wanting to go, okay, how can we, you know, I need this feeling. Mm. And like even say when I wrote the book, I was like, I have to be very careful now about how you talk about that stuff on social, because, and I've definitely gotten loads wrong, by the way. It's not like I've done it right and other people are doing it wrong. I've done loads wrong and will continue to do wrong. But like, you just have to be careful because that sort of stuff, like, we're spending so much time online that people are forgetting, like, the stuff that they're writing on social, like, I think the way to do it is like this. The way that you talk about yourself or your loved ones on social media, would you do that in real life? Yes. Do I love my wife? Absolutely. Do I love my daughter? Yes. Do I love my sobriety, my podcast,
yeah,
my close friends, my walks? Yeah, they're pretty much the only things I talk about. Is like watching movies, which I love. Mm. My family, I adore more than anything. You, my close friends, the podcast, working on comedy. That's like
real.
That's my life. Like, yeah. And that's, I will talk about that in person with the same amount of vigor and enthusiasm and passion. But these Muppets putting up going, things that I've learned this month. Hey, although January came and by, did I hit my targets? Did I meet my goals? No. And that's okay. Because real growth, that's patience. That's self-understanding. That's acceptance. That's not trauma. That's moving on. You have written this. You have put this into ChatGPT, and don't come at me with the, some people just don't know how to do English, Mark. You can't be so harsh on them. It's not the English. It's not people improving their grammar. So how dare you suggest that this is that, okay? This is people capitalizing on an algorithm, and the same, they're all saying the same shit.
Some of the most profound people are like the least articulate, and they're just straightforward.
That's it. Sincerity sells.
Yeah.
True, being truthful sells. Yeah. No matter what your language is, no matter what your experience is, like, and we know that from addiction. You can meet somebody who is, I can meet an 83-year-old woman who grew up in the Swiss Alps in poverty. It'd be a very niche upbringing. No wonder she turned to the booze. Do you know what I mean? Listen, Hilda. Heidi, if I was you and Grandad Petter wasn't around, I'd probably turn to the old cow's milk as well with a bit of the old Ishkavaha. You're not alone. You know, what are you doing? You walk to Zurich, Hilda. Good God. Come on. Geneva, make something of your life. Don't be staying up in Arosa needlessly. Those cold summer nights. Do a bit of ziplining, anything but the booze. Why do you always wear those little dungarees as well? I thought they were Dutch. I like your clogs. Anyway.
This is where we lose people. We have a lovely chat and it's like, Swiss ski resorts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mark's a man of the people. So is See, I'm my own worst enemy. That's the thing. Internally and externally, I am my own worst enemy. And all of my woes in life come from the thoughts and my behaviours. That's it. There's actually nothing really wrong externally, nor has there ever been, other than what the narrative that my head tells me.
Ah, we love the world. We're changing.
But you know, your experiences are irrelevant how unique they are, because it's all about the feeling is the currency, right? And that's what people share. It's that, like, yeah, you can meet somebody who's at a totally different, comes from a totally different context, but you were like, bang, you just you see eye to eye instantly because you've felt the exact same.
Completely.
And that's the magic of, say, recovery. And that's the magic of, like, lots of troubles, by the way. It's not just exclusive to recovery, but it's exclusive to loads of things. So even, for instance, what you're doing with the weight loss, like, so many people are reaching out to you because they've had that exact lived experience, even though they're context-wise, they're completely different.
Completely.
But it doesn't matter. And that's what I think, to see lots of people, like, abusing that, and then, and it's sort of, it's a bit complicated because, at its core, you could say, yes, but Mark, you should have empathy for those people because they are clearly just displaying a certain behaviour that it requires, like, this constant reassurance. But I suppose I'm not that recovered.
But I, yeah, you're very recovered. You're great.
Thank you.
But they are preying on
Helda. Heidi. There are Swiss kids in the Alps. There are mountain ranges. You take the train up from Coeur. What would be your, at the moment, what would be your least favourite Instagram trend?
Oh.
And don't say, like, people posting daily reels or...
I'll tell you what.
About.
Hey, guys.
So here we are, yeah. I just went out for a little bit of... I don't know if it's just me, but anybody else go walking and sometimes just look at a bus and go, oh, I wonder are there people on the bus? Yeah, get on with the... Just give us the facts, please. So yeah, I went out to this Mexican restaurant. I've always loved the Mexican people. They're a great bunch of rads and... don't know.
You're such a prick.
I'm joking.
No.
Watch on mute. I'm joking. Go on, go on.
No, the one that got me recently was... Did you see all these people start doing AI images of themselves?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, they made... Everyone made themselves a hero.
Absolutely.
Like, it's there was no AI images of me eating KFC.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. You don't see the prawn... Walker's prawn cocktail crisp stains on my bus. Do you know what I mean? You don't show the time when I was in London and I was having Deliveroo in bed and I didn't have any napkins and I had no toilet paper, so I used an old Primark t-shirt as a napkin.
Absolutely.
And other things. Do you know what I mean? Like... They don't show you that.
No, but that did annoy me because it's just like, oh, I'm just a corporate girlie and I'm also, you know, into plumbing. And
oh, man. I swear to God, I think we're reaching peak. I think it will collapse. Like, the sort of wellness stuff has become so omnipresent. And I'm not talking about wellness in terms of people. I am the biggest encourager of people doing things to change their life. Oh, yeah. But I'm talking about what I refer to as hot girl wellness.
Yes.
And that hot girl wellness is definitely... probably a problem for me to say because there are more men doing it, so actually I need to check myself there. But hot girl wellness, these bitches... No. But hot girl wellness, like, it's this sort of, as I say, garbled, word salad-y, ChatGPT, vague nonsense. That's not their experience.
No.
Because people are sort of basically acting like they're talking about wellness or mental health, but they're showing no struggle.
None
so they're still doing the sort of, you remember, like, in the 2010s, it was like an unbelievably beautiful person lying on a beach and it was like thinking of pizza. You're not thinking of pizza. I'm actually thinking of pizza. Look at my stomach. There's certain t-shirts I can't wear because it comes up the side and you can see the love handles. You know what I mean? Like, that's me, because I do think of pizza.
Yeah.
You look like a genuine Hawaiian tropic model. So there's that. It's like, what, it's signaling.
Yes.
You're like signaling to be more like the everyman or like the normal person. But that was in relation to food. And now I think it's happening in relation to wellness, where people are trying to jump on the wellness trend, but they're not actually, they don't do anything. They don't fucking actually meditate.
No.
Do you know what I mean? They don't actually, like, help people, or they don't subscribe. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Excuse me for interrupting you. No, they don't subscribe to any sort of system other than posting about wellness, which is not, like, surely the antithesis of wellness.
Is that you don't have to...
You don't have to keep I mean, and then again, I'm describing myself because all I do is talk about fucking recovery and addiction. So maybe I'm just wrong as well. But
no,
like,
no, there's a very clear line, and people who live it inevitably will talk about it, but they also live it as the starting point. People who, like,
I feel
celebrate
like
it, but don't live it.
It's sexy wellness. That is wellness isn't getting a $20 smoothie. Do you know what I mean? And looking beautiful and paying 190 quid for a retreat once every 4 weeks. Mm. That's not wellness. That's socialising. Don't get me wrong. It's great.
Totally.
And all of that can form part of your overall, diet of things that are good for you and that make you feel well-rounded and adjust better to life. Mm. But I do think that there's just this this trend of like, yeah, cool, I'm just going to go to whatever, Joe and the Joe and the Juice equivalent, you know what I mean? Pay 190 quid to go to a sound bath and then post about it and say like, to all of you people going out in the weekends, fuck, loads of people are allowed to go out in the weekends.
Completely.
We shouldn't be, as I say that as somebody who doesn't drink anymore, drinking is brilliant.
Yeah.
People going out and socialising in pubs and blowing off some steam after the week, that is amazing. If you're able to do that whilst, without it affecting or adversely, you know, impacting your life or your relationships, do it. I would be there, but like, as I always say, if I was an alcoholic, I'd be in the pub every day of the week, do you know what I mean? Like, it's, I just think, and I feel like some of these wellness people, they make wellness seem like this sexy, skinny, expensive thing.
Yes.
Which it isn't. Like, any of the shit that we've done to better ourselves has not cost money.
No, not at all.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely not.
And it's like, I feel like the algorithm doesn't favour real people doing the actual real simplified, because at the end of the day, it's all fucking, most of our problems as well come from overcomplicating. Here's an example. The prank calls. Last week was like, or 2 weeks ago, was like the highest, second highest week we've ever had for the podcast. That's right? True. Absolutely phenomenal. What do? We just went into a room and we had a laugh like we were 14 years of age.
Yeah.
No thought went into it. No planning. This is the same, I think, with creativity, meditation, with relationships. Less is generally more.
Totally.
If you can do this thing without thinking, you're onto a winner.
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship with somebody and you're not like constantly second guessing, it's probably a good sign.
Totally.
Good relationships generally don't tend, and by the way, much more like pertinently, bad relationships shouldn't require these like big, you know, thoughts in your head every 3 days of, I wonder, is this a bad sign? Or maybe that will change. Generally, in my experience, that won't be the case, because the things that work are effortless. And it doesn't require too much thinking. Like, just getting in, doing some fucking prank calls, brilliant. Meditation, I mean, I love reading books on it and stuff, but I'm like, it is actually, that's all just a distraction from just be.
Yeah, but you also have to do that to learn. And then when you learn, you can do.
Yeah, it's almost like, that's great. You almost have to like learn to then not do the things, if that
it's
makes
wild.
Sense.
Wild. But I think real wellness is something that you just like, integrated as part of your life. And yeah, you can talk about it on social and that's great, but it's not a product. It's not like a...
Wellness isn't posting an Insta story of a candle lit with a glass of Sauvignon Blanc and saying, and breathe. The fucking and breathe brigade. Do you know what I mean? You've got the fucking Joe Malone pomegranate soup in the background and a candle, and you're about to watch Graham Norton and make some stunningly ignorant point that he should be hosting the Late Late. And breathe. Oh, I just love Idris Elba. Like, fuck me. That's not wellness.
No, it's not.
Like, there's a girl I follow on Instagram. She's a comedian, Jen Hatton.
Okay.
She's fucking hilarious. But she deserves her flowers in terms of like, she shares her life exactly how it is, right? But she had this, it was the funniest thing I ever, and I mean, I know that this is sort of like adjacent to the wellness stuff that we were talking about, but she got a rat in her gaff.
Okay.
Right? And she like documented her journey with this rat. So she lives at home, I think it's just her and her kid in the house, right? Yeah. And she basically took it upon herself to source and get these rats in her gaff.
Okay.
And over the course of like a week, she did these like rat diaries. And it was the greatest. Myself and Darren, every night we went to bed, it was before Rosie was born, we were glued. Because it was just like, this is a person just being, like genuinely being authentic. It's like, I've got rats in my gaff. Like that is, everybody has had that fear. And when it happens, if anyone that has experienced it will know, like that is the worst feeling ever. But she was actually doing the unthinkable. She was reaching her fucking hand into the skirting boards trying to get these rats. So check out Jen Hatton on Instagram. But basically my point...
I can't believe I missed that. That sounds class.
It's the greatest thing that I've ever seen, because it's like, A, it's so relatable because we all have... Everybody has had that fear. Like we've all woken up in the middle of the night at 4 a.m. and heard a noise. And once you realise it's not an intruder, you go, is there a rat in the house?
Totally.
But she actually then acted on it. And also there was just absolutely no like... she wasn't trying to over-stylize it. She wasn't trying to be extra funny. She was fucking hilarious, but she was just being herself.
Yeah.
And like, the point is, that for me is like, That has got so much more weight and currency and value than some fucking comedian pretend, like setting up the camera to eating a bowl of popcorn to pretend to jump when his missus jumps out of a curtain with a stupid Halloween mask that he helped her get down from the attic 2 days beforehand. Do you know what I mean? And I think the tide is turning where I think, and I mean, it's hard because when you do share stuff that's like more, like the roast, the stuff that goes out of the roast is like very visceral and some, like it's reflective of what actually goes on in society.
Totally.
It's not as sexy as some comedian doing a feckin', I don't know, like, lads, I'm just getting dressed for an Irish summer barbecue and they're in a ski suit. And I'm just like, great, is that it now? Somebody, oh, there's a guy at a barbecue with an umbrella. Brilliant. Can I climb into the barbecue? Stick it up to 400 because I'm done, like.
Jesus Christ.
Spread my ashes down an awfully, like, at the foot of the groundskeeper because I'm done. I see content these days that make me go, I would wonder how that person is in real life. Like, surely they don't behave like that much of an imbecile in real life.
No, not in the slightest. But we've spoken about it before.
Sorry, long story short, I actually planted the rats in Jen Hatton's gaff. That's so...
Oh, sorry.
Take that, motherfucker. You cheese-eating little...
No, but we've spoken about it before. I think when you are making content online, there's a massive difference between making content to try and get traction or making content to be authentic and then getting traction as a result.
Well, you see, this is the thing, and it's impossible, like, there's no point in lying and saying, like, I don't do the roast for the good of my health.
No.
You know, I do it because it leads to business, and, like, it generates business for the podcast, for myself, independently, but it's like, and it's also, you're showing off your wares, you're showing off your comedy chops, so then people will buy tickets to one of your shows. So you are performing, and we're all, anybody with a following on social media is 100% performing, and nobody is ever authentically, truly authentically themselves. Mm. Are we ever, by the way, anywhere?
Yeah.
It's a bigger question. But, like, in terms of social... It's like, yeah, everything is contrived. But I think there's a line between playing to your strengths in a contrived way versus literally that really cynical, like, I could sit down now and do a video about fucking mental health and just say, yeah, bish, bash, bosh.
Yeah.
And tag a few people in. And not only that, say, like, I'm doing this to raise awareness. It's like, over yourself.
Not have an agenda is dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, I'll just see what happens here with this.
Because my concern is, and always has been with these things, I feel for the person who, excuse me, I'm burping here, which is just me raising awareness of burping and esophageal issues, but like, I feel for the person at home who's on the bus or on the Lewis or whatever, on the way into work, and they're feeling a certain way, and then they see this video and they go, oh, Jesus, I must be totally fucked because that doesn't sound like my mental health has never been that like that.
Yeah.
Like, I must be uniquely disturbed because, Jesus, I can't identify with that. And then everybody jumping in going, amazing, exactly, this is exactly it, this is exactly what depression's like. And you're going, and don't get me wrong, there's not one description of what depression is, no. So I don't have the answer, but I think we still need to be cautious around, as I say, platforming only a certain type of mental health struggles because I think you can alienate people as a result.
Totally agree.
And by the way, as I've always said, loons deserve to be ostracised. And with that, Michael.
It's a sponsored app, Mark.
I'm going to go enjoy the rest of my holiday. What do you think?
Yeah.
So, Michael, that's it.
Okay.
I'm going to head off and enjoy the pool.
Have a lovely little break.
That's it for this week's roast.
Mm-hmm.
But before I go, a final word from our sponsors. The Brehon Hotel and Spa Killarney. Guys, if you're heading down, you know the score. You don't need to leave. Everything under the one roof. You've got the Anu Spa with the Elemis products. It's so, so gorgeous. Myself and Michael went down and we hung out there for a few hours. It was so, so beautiful. Also for the golfers or even people who just want to hang out and have a bit of crack, there's the Par 72 Golf Simulator and you can have some drinks and just lounge around there. It's absolutely deadly. And then, of course, my favourite, Bive, the new residence bar. The design is so, so, so nice. Very Insta-friendly. If you want to post on Instagram from there, it's the perfect spot. Or you could go up to the mezzanine for some afternoon tea. Bring your mother out. Bring your father out. Bring whoever. Bring somebody special out for a lovely bit of afternoon tea. It's honestly... It's got everything. It's the perfect mix of Killarney, but with a seriously sharp, modern feel. So check out the new look, Brehon, for your next trip away. The Brehon Hotel and Spa. In line with tradition, in tune with today. See you next week, guys.
Mark Megan's Roast Mortem. Thanks to the Brehon Hotel and Spa. In line with tradition, in tune with today. See thebrehon.com.